A Wasilla woman is under federal indictment for fraud in connection with Valley Dairy Incorporated, which did business as the now-defunct Matanuska Creamery. Karen Olson, who managed the Matanuska Creamery in Palmer, has been charged with defrauding the state of Alaska and with making false statements to the Federal Department of Agriculture. The charges stem from 2008, when Olson, CEO and part owner of Valley Dairy, allegedly obtained a $430,000 loan illegally from the state's Division of Agriculture. The charges indicate that Olson used the loan to conceal Valley Dairy's financial losses and that she made false statements to the U.S. Department of Agriculture in order to receive federal grants. Federal prosecutor Retta Randall says Olson's scheme was aimed at covering up illegal conduct on the part of her business partner.
Once she realized the economic situation of the Valley Dairy, she was made the chief executive officer of the Valley Dairy and authorized to pursue loans with the state of Alaska. What our investigation revealed is that she allegedly filed false documents by fax and by email and also by mail to get the state of Alaska loans.
Olson is charged with concealing the criminal activities of Kyle Buse, co-owner and president of Valley Dairy. Buse is currently under indictment himself for allegedly using USDA grant money for his personal use and for submitting false statements to the USDA regarding two federal grants awarded him in 2007 and 2008 to start a cheese and ice cream manufacturing facility in the Matanuska Valley. Buse is awaiting trial. Corey Mills, a state assistant attorney general in Juneau, says it is not clear at this time what action the state will take against Olson.
That's all confidential and will all be done internally. And if and when that decision is made, then it will be made public. But at this point, there's no decision on pressing charges.
The Matanuska Creamery shut down in December of last year due to financial issues. The company owed the state almost $900,000 when it closed. The state recalled its agricultural loan to Valley Dairy in August of last year after the creamery defaulted on the debt. The state acquired the creamery's assets and auctioned them off earlier this year. Federal prosecutors say that Olson could face a $1 million fine or a total sentence of 30 years in prison.